This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:48 Wednesday, the 24th of August, and of course you're listening to The Morning Run. Now, we've been talking about one scandal all this morning, but let's turn our attention to the other scandal of the year, which is the littoral combat ship contracts, a scandal that has actually, before yesterday's news, basically in all our front pages. But let's do a very quick summary in case you did live under a rock and didn't notice what was happening, because the Minister of Defence awarded in 2011 $9 billion contract to Balstead Naval Shipyard for 6 littoral combat ships. Contracts were signed in 2014. First vessel was supposed to be delivered in 2019. All 6 were supposed to be delivered by 2023. Fast forward 8 years from now, no ships are in sight.
So throughout the decade, the build has been overseen by multiple senior political ministers, from Dato Sri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi to Dato Sri Najib Razak to Mat Sabu and the current defence minister, Dato Sri Hishamuddin Hussein. So after an MACC investigation, Public Accounts Committee probe, and multiple reports from the Attorney General's chambers, we are now beginning to see the unravelling of corruption, inept management, governance lapses on both the government and contractor side. And we wonder out loud, will the LCS scandal shape the trajectory of GE15, similar to how 1MDB did for GE14?
For answers, we have on the line with us Wong Chen, Member of Parliament for Subang. Good morning, Wong Chen. Now, we initially wanted to call you and talk about LCS, but I think we really have to talk about the elephant in the room. And that is, of course, the outcome of the SRC appeal yesterday. And in the end, injustice did prevail. So can you let us know what you expected? I mean, was the outcome a surprise to you?
Yes, the outcome was a real surprise, because we expected judgment to be about a month later, or at least 2 weeks later. But, you know, due to the bungling of the submissions, I think, by the defense counsel, it just came out of the blue and the sentence was immediately given.
So is this jailing and this scandal going to be enough to mobilize and energize Pakatan Harapan supporters at the poll? Is this new ammunition for the opposition?
I think it's more a vindication of sorts for many, many people, not just Pakatan people. I mean, protesters in Bursay that were tear gassed, all these are all vindication of the efforts that they put in. Whether this is a political gain, that remains to be seen.
How will you see this being weaponized going forward? Do you see it being weaponized at all? Like what you guys did with 1MDB?
I mean, it's actually some sort of closure of the chapter, of one chapter in 1MDB. I mean, 42 million is just a peanuts in the scale of billions lost, right? But I think it will energize a lot of us that what we've been fighting for has turned out to be absolutely real, and it's been upheld by the judiciary in Malaysia. So that's really good.
I'm guessing that you guys are now finding new weapon in the form of the LCS scandal. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, the LCS scandal is not a new thing in the sense that, you know, this is all about governance and it's been bad for decades in Malaysia. But it revives us the issue of, you know, corruption being a big problem in Malaysia. So I won't call it a political weapon per se, but it needs to be resolved for the betterment of the country.
So what were the key lessons learned from SRC/1MDB that you think we as a country should learn? And maybe perhaps we are still learning from LCS then.
But the one good result is, of course, the judiciary is now, it looks like it's fully independent, and that's really good. So we don't have this executive pressure to do things. And you know, I really have to acknowledge the Prime Minister's position, saying that he never interfered, and I just take it for his word. But I think the lesson for all of us is that, you know, if you can be a Prime Minister, but if you pursue corrupt means, you can be a minister, you can be a member of parliament official, there's nowhere to hide nowadays, hopefully, going forward. And that will be the biggest contribution in this ruling yesterday.
So let's talk about the LCS, right? The reason why we wanted to have this call with you. Do we actually need the ships in the first place? Are they worth the 9 billion ringgit price tag that we keep seeing and hearing about?
I think as a defence policy, we do require littoral ships which are, you know, closer to shore. The big question is, you know, should these ships be... The LCS is some sort of a frigate in Malaysia, but in America, it's considered a corvette, which is smaller, right? Mm. So this term LCS is a bit confusing as well. But generally, we do need smaller ships. And is it worth the price tag? Well, we need to build one first and try its effectiveness on in the sea and see whether it's worth the $1.5 billion each, right?
Yeah.
But we already have, you know, they have all these terminologies they're using. There's some sort of littoral mission ship, which is basically a much smaller corvette, almost like a patrol boat. You know, the Chinese have built it for us and delivered on time. It's only $300 million each, opposed to, you know, $1.5 billion for one LCS. So on a factor of 1 to 5, I think we should focus much more on the smaller ships, and that the $9 million price tag is probably definitely not worth it now, lah, now that the delay has happened.
Okay, so let's talk about the declassified 100-page forensic report. In your opinion, what were the most shocking findings there?
Variation orders. I mean, it's incredible. $5 billion of variation orders, right? That out of $9 billion, 5 out of 9, that's like a 55% variation order of the original contract. I mean, in most contracts, we have a 5% variation and we say, you know, okay, that's acceptable.
Yeah.
But 10% we frown upon, right? I mean, you know, 55% is like, you know, you went to the market to buy chicken and you end up with a duck. So, you know, this is not good.
Not just a duck. I think a duck, a rooster, a peacock. Yeah, every other animal.
Yeah, you're right. But, you know, to me, the other thing is, of course, the vendors were giving lopsided contracts and contracts awarded even before documentation were done. Then, of course, the management conflict of interest has been widely known, reported. So that's why Tan Sri Ahmad Ramli has been charged, right? So, you know, overall, it's just governance failure.
Wong Chen, the fact that it also involves the same French company that did the Scorpion submarine, should that also ring alarm bells about future dealings with them?
Definitely, I would say that you know, Malaysia should blacklist you know, DCNS, right? And to me, it was done almost the same time when Najib was in power, so you can understand why he was comfortable working with them from the Scorpion view.
Meanwhile, that PAC still is unhappy with the opaqueness of the report, calling for a further forensic audit of the LCS and declassification of this new generation patrol vessel probe report. What further questions need to be answered, actually?
I think the audit report, from what I understand, I'm not part of the PAC now, but they covered a period between 2011 and 2014. So there's a period between 2014 and 2018 when the construction started and delays start to happen. I think what they want is they want to cover that period as well. It might be a bit of an overkill, in my opinion, because we already have, you know, the foundations of the problem. And 2014 to 2018 could be just, you know, engineering issues. But the PAC is correct also to ask about some diversion of LCS money for apparently another set of boats, some smaller patrol boats. So, you know, can they be paid certain amount but use the amount for something else? That is a question that the Public Accounts Committee must investigate.
Wong Chen, your party, PKR, your Deputy President, Rafizi Ramli, he has begun to disclose and unveil the various politically linked shareholders of the various offshore companies that funneled money from vendors of this project. He seems to be doing this like how we watch Game of Thrones, you know, a week-by-week sort of revelation. Is this the tip of the iceberg? And is this the kind of strategy that you guys are going for in going into GE15? For 15, yeah.
Well, to be fair, I haven't had the chance to discuss this with Raf, but I will see him today at lunch. But knowing him, this is likely the tip of the iceberg. Yeah? He has consistently over the years in all these disclosure scandals about a cow condo, 1MDB proven right. So I would think that, you know, this is just a start. His style is to release in drips, as you say. Mm. I won't put it to the level of Game of Thrones, even though I am watching the first episode.
Yeah, it was good.
But it was really good. Yeah, it was good. But a $9 billion contract, I mean, surely you cannot just focus on the defense itself. You have to look at the prime minister and the finance minister, who happens to also be the same guy who is now, you know, the new resident in Kajang prison.
So at the end of the day, it really is, be it SRC, 1MDB, LCS, a fundamental question or issue of governance, integrity and procurement standards, right? So what are the 2-3 immediate actions that Pakatan is going to ask the government to take in the next month to avoid this from happening again?
On the LCS issue, I think I've read some statements from the government. they are aligning more or less to what we're thinking, which is, you know, at least produce and finish one boat, one ship. And then from there, let's assess whether it can go forward and build the other five, right? So we don't have an issue on that. But I think greater transparency, they've said that they're going to pump in a few more billion here and there. Is it 10.5 billion now, the final contract? I think those things need to be established. But more importantly, you know, we need the independent experts to come in to do a proper analysis whether we should salvage this project or completely abandon it or find a new subcontractor, whether it's the Chinese or whether it's the other companies around there that can complete this LCS. So those kind of things matters. But, you know, for us, the economy is not doing well. I mean, there's a lot of worry out there. Is this the best 2-3 billion you can spend now? Or is this a priority? Or should we then divert the money more to, you know, people-centric policies? Those are the big issues going forward.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Wong Chen, Member of Parliament for Subang. We are getting his first reactions with regards to Najib's sentencing and time in Kajang, where he spent his first night there. And also a breakdown in terms of what's happening with regards to the LCS scandal and whether we should continue to spend those funds.
Yeah, it's all about governance and transparency and making sure that the tax money that we pay out isn't going to waste.
Yes, it's all about checks and balances. Up next, The Breakfast Grill, where I speak to P. Gunasegaran, an independent business writer and the author of 1MDB, The Scandal That Brought Down a Government, and Goh Chia Yee, criminal lawyer. Stay tuned for that. That's happening after the 8am news bulletin. BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.